2D. Listening. Exercises 2 and 3. Page 22.
When I tell people I was in Thailand on holiday, people often assume that I spent the whole time lying on huge stretches of white sand and diving into the warm blue sea. Well, when I go on holiday, it's important for me to experience a bit of local culture too. I visited lots of museums and temples when I travelled around Thailand, but I probably spent the majority of my time in the wonderful markets and the surprisingly modern shopping malls. I am a bit of a shopaholic, so I had gone to Thailand with a half-empty suitcase, prepared to fill it up with the cheap garments I had heard were on offer. When I arrived, I was quite disappointed to begin with. I found street vendors selling all sorts of designer labels, but being such a compulsive shopper, I recognised immediately that they were counterfeit goods. I thought to myself, does the typical tourist just return home with fake presents for their friends and families? However, my thoughts soon changed. While wandering around the busy streets in the heart of Bangkok, I came across a huge weekend market with over 10,000 stalls. Beautiful dresses were catching my eye everywhere. There were locally made accessories and so many people selling traditional handicrafts. It was like a shopping paradise. Of course, I spent my entire shopping budget in one day. When I returned to my hotel, I realized there was no way to fit all my recently acquired merchandise in my suitcase. As I travelled around the country, I was disappointed by many of the local markets. Everything seemed to be aimed at tourists. Sure, the clothes might have been nice to wear on the beaches and Thai islands, but there was no way I could wear a tie-dye sarong in the centre of London on a rainy day. I couldn't wait to return to Bangkok for the last few days of my trip. I was dreaming about returning to the market and buying enough to fill another suitcase. Bangkok is such a vibrant city. The streets are brimming with colour and life. The people are extremely friendly, and I felt safe the whole time I was there. I spent those final few days dividing my time between visiting cultural places and going to the markets and boutiques. I couldn't believe how many beautiful garments were available, and at such good prices. And apparently most of it was made by young local designers. I wished I could move there permanently. I even had the chance to visit a couple of floating markets that I'd heard so much about. They weren't the greatest places for fashion, but they had lovely handmade jewellery and handicrafts. I didn't spend all my money on shopping, though. The floating markets in particular were full of locals preparing freshly cooked food. Shopping is great fun, but it can really take the energy out of you. I was only kept on my feet by these fabulous dishes. It was such a unique experience to sit in a boat eating noodles with bags full of presents. When my trip finished, I returned home with an extra suitcase full of my new fashions. My family and friends all loved their gifts. Every time I looked at the dresses I bought, I dreamt of the day I would return to Bangkok. Well, 5 years later, here I am again. I saved up some money and came for another shopping holiday. This time, two of my best friends have come with me. We've heard that there are even more markets and shopping malls in the city, so there should be plenty of stuff for all of us to cram our suitcases with.